Lindy Burns on 774 ABC Melbourne.
How smart do you reckon computers are getting? Do you think that your tablet or your laptop is smarter than you are now? Do you ever worry that they could get to the point where they'd be capable of something like Skynet in the Terminator films? I don't want to alarm you, but there are people out there who are currently investigating just how clever artificial intelligence really is. And in fact, they're developing an intelligence test designed to gauge and compare the intelligence of humans, animals, machines, and in principle, really anything. Isn't that cool? One of them is local. He's Associate Professor David Dow of Monash University's Faculty of Information Technology. David, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Lindy.
How do you tell how smart a computer is?
Well, we've got a pretty preliminary test at the moment, so we're really a long way from knowing too much. But basically, what we've done and what we're endeavouring to do is design a test which can be given to both computer programs and to humans. So it's not written in English, and it doesn't use general knowledge tests about European capitals or anything. It gives you some system of cells to navigate between and to try to find where the rewards are and to try to avoid the evil things that will penalise you. And that's kind of a broad outline of it, Lindy.
So it's kind of looking for a pattern then?
Very, very much so. So if you're good at finding patterns, then you'll do well. Of course, there's a little bit of luck in it, like with any test. And if you're not so good at finding patterns, then you'll get an average score of zero.
Why is a pattern a good sign of intelligence?
Well, partly that's my common sense. My research is on an area called minimum message length, which is basically about compressing data, finding patterns. So if you can compress a computer file, that's because you've found a pattern in it. And in the world around us, to learn language, we have to find patterns. Mm-hmm. When we speak a foreign language, to recognise that in certain languages that the adjective goes after the noun rather than before it, maybe someone told you that, maybe it's a pattern that you recognise. So when you can find patterns, then you can navigate the environments that the world throws at you better and more easily.
It's a question that's going to take 4 hours to answer, but is the way in which I detect a pattern with my brain different to the way that my laptop will detect a pattern?
4 hours to someone far smarter than me. Well, that I don't know, but one thing I can say is we have to represent the data to you and to your laptop, and to know how your senses collect data and present them to your brain is something that I think neuroscience is still at least a few days off working out. But basically, in this test, we try to present the data to everything in a fair representative way. And then go from there. So I'll sidestep your question by saying we want to give an interface which is as much as possible fair to everything.
Okay, so we're talking animals as well here, mm-hmm. aren't we? So it's kind of, will we get then eventually a sort of a score out of 10, if you like, based if we're all doing the same test, then humans will end up with, you know, 7 and the dogs will end up with 5. And then a computer, do you think a computer will get to a stage where it will be 10 and we will be 7?
This has been discussed for many, many a decade, and there have been people predicting this for a very long time. And I think if we don't ruin the planet in the meantime, then yes, the machines will ultimately be smarter than us, and we, of course, hope that we all live together in peaceful harmony.
But as a text from Anthony has just said, we could get to the point where the computer refuses to do the test.
Well, this is indeed an issue. So, you know, do we want them to be under our control? Should they have rights, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? So if the program is such that it says the computer must do the test, it is our loyal obedient, it might be our pet canine but much smarter than us, and provided there are no glitches, and I certainly can't rule out the possibility of software or hardware glitches, then it will do as it will respectfully do as it's told. But yes, Anthony's scenario is one of many that I certainly can't rule out.
And when you talk about, you know, if we don't ruin the planet in the meantime, I mean, obviously you're talking about not necessarily an artificial intelligence taking over the planet, our car Terminator, but you know the other problems that we're facing.
I was referring to the many other problems.
Indeed. So how far away are we from actually having a test like this? You talk about it being the early stages, but what sort of time do you put yourself on?
Well, there are two issues here. One is our having a test which is semi-reliable, and of course there will always be debate, and I hope that at least most of that debate is very, very healthy. And then there's the other issue of the machines actually becoming smarter than us. So we're still polishing and refining our test, and there are other groups around the planet, from what I can gather in the recent New Scientist article covering our work, that are also doing related stuff. I don't know when we'll have things polished and refined. I could pull a number out of my sleeve.
No, we believe you.
And as for when the machines will be smarter than us, this is something people have been predicting for a long time, and notoriously they've been underestimating how long. So I'm loath to put a number, because I think if you double it and then add something, then that might be close.
There's a certain irony I detect as well too, David, that you're probably using artificial intelligence to do the research on the artificial intelligence.
Well, the area, my coming into the area is a spin-off from my research in machine learning. I noticed this minimum message length approach advocates that if you can find a way of compressing the data in two parts, the model followed by explaining the data given the model, that this suggested at least part of intelligence, the part of our inductive learning of patterns. So yeah, that's where my motivation came from. Then we test a machine learning program called Q-Learning. It's by no means the smartest one, without wanting to insult the people who developed it 20 odd years ago. And yeah, when we analyse our results, we do use some statistical software, which is arguably a form of artificial intelligence.
It's interesting. Very interesting. So people should check out the New Scientist article for a start to get some further details, or they can type in, is it A-N-Y-N-T?
Without the dashes, yeah. A-N-Y-N-T, or what is it, Alpha November Yankee November Tango.
Okay.
Just those five letters, if they put that into their favourite search engine, that should turn up pretty much all that I can tell you this quickly.
You've done beautifully well. Thank you so much, David. Encapsulating your research for many years into 5 minutes. I love your work.
Thank you, Lynn.
Associate Professor David Dow from Monash University's Faculty of Information Technology. Yes, A-N-Y-N-T into a search engine and away you go. Or if you're a regular reader of New Scientist, then that's the place to go as well.